Allegations by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency that California and Ventura County have fallen down in efforts to improve air quality are drawing angry responses in the state. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler sent a letter to the State Air Resources Board this week saying that since the 1970s, California has failed to carry out the basic requirements of the Clean Air Act. The letter names Ventura County as one of the problem areas, raising the ire of Ventura County's top air quality control official.
California has been the leader in this air pollution control business to take potshots at what the state has been doing over the years, frankly, was uncalled for.
Dr. Lockie Tisopoulos is air pollution control officer for the Ventura County Air Pollution Control District.
We were astonished. First, they're blasting California for not having done its job with respect to the state implementation plan submittals. Then they had developed a pretty sizable backlog, you know, at EPA, not taking actions of any of those previously submitted plans. This is not necessarily our fault. I mean, they have to look internally to the way they conduct their own business.
The EPA letter threatens the state with sanctions like the cutoff of federal funds for highway and transportation projects. State officials say the EPA letter is filled with multiple inaccuracies, omissions, and misstatements. They say one of the biggest problems is an EPA paperwork backlog. It's had documents from the state that it's failed to review or consider.
The letter states that they'll start taking final action on those plans, approving, disapproving some of them that they find deficient. They are threatening basically, you know, the state, you know, with sanctions and elimination of the federal funds and a number of other remedies that exist in the law. And they're listing four specific areas, namely the Sacramento area, the Western Nevada, Coachella Valley, and Ventura County.
The Ventura County Air Pollution Control official talks about the specific questions raised about the county's air pollution control efforts in the EPA letter.
They specifically stated the two plans that we had submitted, the 1997 ozone plan and the one for the 2008 ozone plan.
But Tisopoulos says the county met one of the concerns raised and hasn't even come to the deadline to deal with the second.
With respect to the 1997 plan, we have already met the federal standard. EPA had already published that decision in the Federal Register back in September 2012. And with respect to the 2008, our attainment date is not for another year, and we are making good progress towards meeting it, and it's our expectation that we should be able to meet it.
He says the federal government is really sending mixed messages. It's trying to roll back air quality standards for vehicles, which were supposed to become more stringent. The state is fighting the federal government on this issue. At the same time, the EPA says California isn't doing enough.
We can only solve this problem, this air pollution problem, if all agencies work together at the local, state, and federal level. If they are taking steps that will, they're raising roadblocks, you know, towards allowing us to do the right thing, it's the population that is going to end up suffering.
California does have areas with some of the worst air quality in the nation, but it also has the biggest population with 39 million people. Tisopoulos says the state is a global leader in trying to deal with the issue.
It's the strong efforts of the state that essentially brought about the technological improvements, such as the catalytic converters, the water-based paints, the low VOC inks, the low emission engines, that essentially revolutionized this pollution control business, that help improve air quality not just here in California, but also elsewhere in the United States and elsewhere in the world.
The Ventura County Air Pollution Control Officer says the bottom line is that in the two-decade period cited in the EPA letter, the county has made remarkable progress in its cleanup efforts.
Air quality is 80-90% better now than it was before.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.